John, you picked a really strong side for this game, and they did the job for you.
They did. Let's be respectful of what Team Cardiff threw up here. But that being said, we've been here before, haven't we? And we've gone out against opposition, which everybody thought that we should beat and beat easy, and made a right mess of things. So I think it's testimony to the lads that played today that we did a good professional job. We got in front, all right, we put some points on the board. And I say, we've all seen it before, things have gone to rat poo after that. But today we kept our shape, and actually as the game went on, we grew stronger. Yes, we can be more clinical and more efficient at times, but the danger was that things could have got really sloppy. But we'll say we kept our shape and we kept our togetherness, and ultimately we ended up putting in a pretty decent performance.
It was a very professional performance. The first 20 minutes, Cardiff came with a very young side, but the first 20 minutes, they really played with a passion and intensity, if you like, and they had Newcastle on the back foot in that first quarter.
They did. I think it was as much... That's not disrespectful here to Cardiff, but I think the way that we gave them the ball, they had opportunities as a result of our accuracy and perhaps our game management at times to get themselves on the front foot. That we dealt with it. A couple of good steals from Ryan probably helped us shake away their momentum. And ultimately, as we grew into the game and as we started to hold on to our ball better and make better use of the ball that we did have, we started to get good field position, and then the try started to come. And I think the frustration was a little bit that we just need to manage those first 20 minutes probably a little bit better than what we did do, because with all respect, all right, a better team than what Cardiff were able to produce at times today would have probably made us suffer a lot more than what they did.
You can only play what's in front of you, of course, and they tried their best, and there's some good performances from them individually, but you must be pleased that Newcastle are using the full width of the field. They are moving the ball from touchline to touchline. Then when you need it, you've got those big back rows who are really stepping forward. Again, when he came on, Gary Graham had another good game, but Ryan Burrows stepped forward, as well as the lads that we normally pick out as being star Newcastle players. That's a really good area for Newcastle.
Yeah, when we play our game, and we play our game with accuracy and precision, and we're clinical, we're very, very good. And the challenge for us as a side and as a club is to make sure that we are able to impose our style of rugby on the opposition more than what they can impose theirs on ours. There's a variety of ways in which you can do that, but obviously the most important thing is that when you get your opportunity to have your moments, you do them well. And I thought at times today, when we did have that as opportunities, all right, we did it very, very well and scored some good tries. And I say, to come back to the earlier statement, we probably needed to have that little bit more accuracy in the first 20, 25 minutes of the game. And we showed that when we are accurate and we stick to our script, all right, we've got very, very good players and we can make it pay for us.
Maybe the only downside, and I'm assuming this because I didn't actually see what happened, is injuries to scrum halves. That two that went off with Joel dropping in. Was Sam injured in the second half?
No, that was just prudence on our behalf. We obviously don't know the extent to what Mickey might be injured. So knowing that at this moment in time we've only got a fit Sam and a fit Rory, we thought, well, again, the game was in good shape for us. There was no need to put pressure on ourselves by subjecting Sam to potential injuries, because if you looked what would happen with the Cardiff lads, they were dropping like flies for one reason or another. So the thought was, well, let's get Sam off. He's fit, he's healthy, there's nothing wrong with him. Let Joel have some time there. We might need Joel to play there if we do suffer any more injuries during the next 3 or 4 weeks with either the injury to Mickey, if that turns out to be the case, and Tane being away.
Two cup competitions, John, top of the European group and top of the Anglo-Welsh group, as well as strong performance in the Premiership. Fighting on all three fronts, that's something at Kingston Park we've never had before.
No, it's good. I'm hoping that we can keep that momentum going. We know we've got tough games in the Premiership. We know we've got tough games in Europe to come before getting back to the Anglo-Welsh. All right. I'm a big believer in you play the game, you deal with what you have to do on that day to try and win the game, and then you park it and they're going to go on and try and win the next one and not look too far ahead.